Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. State officials say yesterday's Cook Inlet oil and gas lease sale netted more than $6.8 million. Preliminary results indicate the sale is the second largest in Cook Inlet in a dozen years. Bill Barron, State Department of Natural Resources Oil and Gas Division Director, says five groups bid on 44 tracts. The three primary bidders at yesterday's sale were Apache, Cook Inlet Energy, and a new player in Cook Inlet, Hillcorp. Barron says the increased interest in Cook Inlet resources could be attributed to Apache's earlier exploration efforts.
The Cook Inlet remains a significant hydrocarbon basin in the state of Alaska. So I think what we're seeing is people looking at not only the gas potential market and the deliveries of gas to South Central Alaska, but also the Apache plays, which is targeting deeper oil.
State's tax incentives have played a role in luring new development to the inlet. There's no tax on Cook Inlet oil production. Producers do pay a 5% royalty on new discoveries for the first 10 years. Barron says after yesterday's lease sale, it takes about a year before exploration can begin. A letter containing suspicious white powder was received at the Lake Peninsula School District in King Salmon last Thursday, and the building was evacuated after a clerk opened the letter and the white powder spilled out. The Alaska National Guard's 103rd Civil Support Team was dispatched to the scene from Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson, and Lieutenant Joseph Radke with the response team tells what happened.
We got the call late Thursday evening, and we sent a small strike team out there on Friday morning. We were able to collect public safety samples and bring those back to Anchorage and able to do some presumptive testing there on site where the white powder letter was found.
Preliminary tests suggest the powder is not a hazardous substance, but conclusive results are not expected until at least tomorrow. The investigation was turned over to the FBI and the Postal Inspector's Office. The FBI says the event was likely part of a string of letters that have been mailed around the country since 2008, originating from Dallas, Texas. More than 20 such letters were mailed during the week of May 7th this year, and to date, none of those letters have contained any hazardous substance. But that's not to say the FBI is taking it lightly. It's still a federal crime, and the Dallas field office has announced that a $150,000 reward has been offered for information that leads to the arrest or prosecution of whomever is responsible for the mailings. The FBI urges anybody who receives a letter with a suspicious powdery substance to notify them immediately. And comments on Juneau's petition to annex more than 1,900 square miles are due June 28th. The proposed area includes Cape Fanshawe, the watershed boundaries of Port Hooton and Dawes Glacier, about mid-channel Stevens Passage, and to the international boundary line. The city filed the petition with the Alaska Local Boundary Commission in November.